believe that the Earth is flat, but if the Earth was flat, wouldn't cats have pushed everything off the edge by now?
Thanks for joining us today. You're listening to Laugh Again with Phil Calloway.
After God finished his work of creation, he was strolling through the Garden of Eden with Adam one afternoon. "I'm going to make a helper for you," God said. "She will be called a woman." "Tell me more," said Adam. God replied, "She will be wonderful. She will fulfill your deepest desires, give you foot rubs, bring you snacks as you watch football, and should there be any cause for misunderstanding between you, she will address the issue directly and work with you towards resolving it, never resorting to sulking or hinting or complaining." "Wow," said Adam, "that sounds wonderful. What will this cost me?" God smiled and said, "Just an arm and a leg." Adam thought about that, then said, "What can I get for a rib?" Okay, ladies, it was a bad joke. The truth is, when God finished his creation, he saw that it was very good, and I think he saved the best for last. Well, thanks to modern science, we are able to see the goodness of God's creation in new and magnificent ways. Take this planet we live on. Scientists have isolated more than 200 parameters that must be perfectly met by a planet in order for it to be a candidate for life. Guess how many boxes we can tick off for Earth? All 200. Here are just a few. The Earth is the precise distance it needs to be from the sun. Too close, we'd boil. Too far, we'd freeze. The Earth has a liquid iron core to generate a magnetic field, and the precise amount of liquid water required to support complex life. It is exactly the right mass and size. A tiny bit smaller and gravity would be weaker, and water vapor would evaporate into space. A tiny bit bigger and methane and ammonia would build up and poison us. Ah! The Earth also has a single large moon that stabilizes our orbit and rotation. This moon causes the tides which circulate nutrients and drive ocean currents that stabilize global temperatures. Remarkably, Earth contains the precise amounts of each element needed to support life. Astronomers who test the abundance of elements in other planets, moons, and rocky materials in the universe have found our home planet to be unique. The Earth is unusually abundant in iron, silicon, magnesium, and other essential elements, and it's unusually deficient in sulfur and other elements that would cause us harm at higher levels. It's almost as if someone mixed up the exact chemical recipe needed to build complex life and formed it into a planet. I wonder who that was. The odds against life on Earth are astonishing, yet here we are, alive. Many scientists insist it was all an accident. Others believe this to be the hand of God. Romans 1:20 said, "For God's invisible attributes, namely his eternal power and divine nature, have been clearly perceived ever since the creation of the world in the things that have been made, so they are without excuse." Dr. Michael Guion is a brilliant physicist who thought that people of faith had tiny brains. But the more he studied, the more he became captivated by the beauty of creation. Science helped bring him to faith in God by showing him the wonder of a universe that simply can't have happened by chance. Like Michael, I don't have enough faith to believe this was all an accident. I am thankful for a loving God who created the heavens and the earth. And by the way, did you know where the word woman comes from? Well, as the fictional story goes, after God created Eve, he presented his masterpiece to Adam, who was so surprised and appreciative, all he could say was, "Whoa, man." A little boy wrote, "Dear Santa, three boys live at my house. Jeffrey is 2, David 4, and Norman 7. Jeffrey and David are good some of the time, and Norman is good all of the time. I am Norman." Well, how good to know whatever kind of year we've had, God is still with us. That's the promise of Christmas that brings joy and hope. From the Calloway House to yours, a very blessed Christmas. Emmanuel, God is with us. Laugh Again, truth bringing laughter to life.